Wow.
So you haven't checked Discord in a minute, have you?
No, I have not. Why?
That makes a lot of sense.
What I miss out on?
No.
Did I get added?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it right now.
Nah, you can't bring it up and then not tell me.
Don't worry about it right now.
What happened?
No, don't worry about it right now. It's okay.
What did I miss?
No, it's okay.
Did I miss something?
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Now I'm gonna worry about it. Now I gotta check and see what happened. See what happened, you know? Like you said, in a while. So like, did I miss something like last week?
I told you don't worry about it.
A couple weeks. No, I'm gonna worry about it now. Cause like, what you mean? What you mean, bro? What I miss out on?
What did you miss out on?
I don't know. I don't know, but you're going to have to tell me. Mm-mm. You're going to have to tell me because you're not just going to bring it up and then be like, oh, okay.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
No, you said you were looking it up.
I told you not to worry about it. You're going to look it up, and you know?
What I miss, bro? What did I miss? Did somebody at me?
Maybe. I don't know.
Was it you?
I don't know.
Like, where do I look specifically? Jay, come on, man. You can't do that, man.
Hey, I told you don't worry about it. You can't.
You can't. You can't bring it up and then tell me not to worry about it.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Go for it. You.
That's not fair, man. You gotta tell me what I'm looking for.
I mean, you do have a notification in the corner. I don't know.
I do have a notification in the corner. So what? What the fuck is this? Oh. What bitch? What the fuck? What is this? Wow. God. Oh, man. Oh, my God. What the fuck?
I told you not to worry about it.
That's fucking hilarious.
I told you not to worry about it.
Oh my God, you know? My throat is parched. Shit. Well, we should intro with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Quest and Friends.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy Quest from Quest and Friends, the podcast, and I'm here with the one, the only, the illustrious Jay.
Mm-hmm. Shmi,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So we had an interesting conversation today.
We?
About milk that you missed out on because you were asleep, apparently. I'm gonna pose this question. You haven't consumed milk in a long time.
No.
But do you know of someone who drinks milk by itself?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no. I think, cause like I used to do that when I was little. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
Like, drink milk by itself.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Have a glass of milk.
Uh-huh.
You know? But, yeah, no, there's other ways to get calcium by itself, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, drinking milk by itself is crazy.
It's diabolical.
It's diabolical, man.
Uh-huh.
It's a diabolical thing. Like, no cookies, no PB&J, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing.
Love yourself.
Piece of cake, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta, like, you really gotta commit to drinking a glass of milk by itself. Like, that's a commitment, dude. Like, that's crazy.
You know what's crazier?
What? What's crazier?
You snitching right now.
I didn't snitch on nobody.
And you're literally snitching on the podcast, nah, which I brought up.
This was
the
just,
point.
This was just a, this was just, see, this was, this could have been a hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
But you took it there. So I didn't snitch on no one. Mm. You the one snitching right now.
I haven't snitched. I haven't said no names.
Neither.
But
did
you're
I, did
the
I
one that's
name?
Bringing up. Bringing
did I say
up
a name?
The whole
though?
Topic.
But did I say a name? Mm. No. I didn't say a name. I just brought the topic up because it happened to be a topic of conversation this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Amongst friends, you know? I'm not snitching on nobody.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's crazy, man. Jesus Christ. Oh, my back hurts.
Oh, pobrecito.
I don't know why my back hurts. So I need a deep tissue massage. Like, I need one. I need one bad. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I could use one too.
Yeah.
My back be hurting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why? Why does your back hurt?
Carrying the weight of all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You didn't let me finish.
Go ahead, finish.
Carrying the weight of the entire cast of My Dinner Detective Show.
Period. What the fuck? When, on Saturday?
Whenever.
Every single time. Oh, my goodness. I feel that. Yeah, my back hurts.
What you thought I was going to say about this podcast?
No, not the podcast. Mm. You know?
Mm.
Thought you were going to go in a different direction.
What direction was that?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
You know? I don't know. Could have been any other direction, you know?
Mm.
You could have said, because I've been sleeping bad. I don't know. I don't know. Because I almost slipped in the shower and pulled the back muscle. I don't know.
You thinking about me in the shower? That's insane.
Not.
That is insane.
What? What? What?
That I wouldn't go out like that. I wouldn't.
I'm not going out nowhere. That's the thing. I'm not going out nowhere. Oh man. So, how was your weekend this week or last week? How was your weekend?
Eh.
It was cool. It was okay.
It was. It happened. It happened.
Cool. Cool.
How was your weekend?
It was interesting. It was interesting. Had a debacle with someone.
A debacle?
Yeah. I don't know if that's proper placement of the word, but something happened with someone like down the street. You know, there's a fly in here down the street, and like, yeah, but I mean, things are cool, I guess.
There's a fly in here down the street?
No, there's a fly in here in the office. But yeah, something happened, but I mean, it was cool. Other than that, we raised money. You know what I'm saying? Raised money on Saturday.
Yeah. What? What was that?
So it was we raised money for my cousin's passing. Yeah, may he rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
And we sold empanadas to raise money,
mm-hmm.
You know, to give to his family, things like that. And it was pretty cool. You know, empanadas were bomb. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people came out, supported. It was tight. You know what I mean?
That's dope.
Shout out to y'all. Yeah, it was cool. It was a cool little Saturday. You know, I got to hang out with my family. Sunday was cool. Like, I just kind of stayed home. Didn't do much.
Hell yeah. We're all for a lazy Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. I love lazy Sundays, man.
Do you?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Because a couple of episodes ago, you were complaining about not having anything to do.
I mean, like, it's so, like when it's, I don't know. Because, like, I enjoy being a homebody, right? But then, you know, there's a few times where I'm like, man, could really, you know, go for a little something. You know, go get some food or something. You know, something regular, nothing crazy. But yeah. Yeah, other than that, I really do enjoy being home, though. I really do enjoy being home, just chilling, you know, ordering in or something, you know. Mm. It was real nice. I had I got to juice it up, a fruit bowl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fancy.
And I watched a Studio Ghibli film.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Which one?
Princess. That one. I don't want to mispronounce it. I've been on a streak of mispronouncing shit on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to mispronounce it though. But it was a good. It was a good film. It was a good film. It was great.
I'm sure it was.
It was great. Yeah.
Especially when you know the name of it.
So, yeah. Yeah, Princess. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That one.
Princess Namse.
Princess M. Princess M. The name starts with
you
M.
Sound like Michael Jackson in Men in Black. I want to be Agent M.
Oh. Oh my God. There's a show I want to start, but I keep forgetting the name of it. But it's on Apple.
Yeah.
It's on Apple. And everybody's been talking about it, so I want to kind of check it out.
How are you going to check it out when you don't know the name of it?
Because I can look back at conversations that I've had. Mm. I just don't want to do that right now. You know, but it starts with the S. So.
Are we going to go through this whole episode with you? Not knowing.
Yeah, we just might. I don't know.
Uh-uh.
I don't know. I just don't want to be wrong when naming the movie. Like, that's all I want to do. I don't want to do that. Like, I want to be right. Like, you know. I just want to be right. Not to say that you wouldn't correct me, but like I just don't want you to have to correct me. You feel me? Like,
this sounds like a cop out. Be loud and wrong.
No, go I'm loud and wrong on this podcast all the time.
I know. So why? Sick of it. So why change up now?
I'm sick and tired of it, man. I gotta be a better person. I gotta be a better person. Like, I'm physically thinking about this fucking movie. Oh, that shit kills me. Because my brain was going to go in a direction that was going to be wrong. Because I've heard this pronounced before.
Mm-hmm.
But I was gonna add an unnecessary letter to that to the title.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, give me. I'll get it. I'll say it. And if I'm wrong, we'll
catch it.
Oh my goodness. What else did I watch?
We're all waiting with bated breath.
No. No, I'm not going to say it right now.
That you got, you were it. Setting yourself up to say it right it. Now.
So, all right. Was I? Okay. So, it's Princess Mononoke? No, the E is silent. Is it? I dead ass don't want to be wrong. Fuck that shit. I'm going to look it up. Hold up. Let me see.
I'm enjoying myself. How are you?
Princess Mononoke. Mm-hmm. I might be wrong. It might be wrong. Princess. See, I get nervous and I can't speak. I'm nervous. I'm sweating. It's hot.
Why are you nervous?
Because you keep looking at me. He's not even looking at me. He's looking at his fucking phone that he got from Mr. Fry's. He's looking at his burner phone. If I get a text from Jane Jane, it's gray. And it's what the fuck? Gray. What the fuck? Green and it's green. It's this burner phone. I like my thoughts, my brain.
See, look at you snitching.
My brain
on the pod again.
Is it?
Nobody told you to tell my brain, nobody I had a burner phone.
But what if it's not your burner? They can't see you.
Snitching.
They can't see you. You snitching on yourself. You're making it unnecessarily hot for yourself right now, bro. They can't see you. So they don't know if it's your burner phone now. Mm-hmm. They don't know if it is. Mm-hmm. Is it? You see what I'm saying? And I'm snitching. I'm bringing it up. That's crazy.
Yeah, you brought it up.
That's crazy,
you
man.
You brought it up.
So because I brought it up.
Yeah, you a snitch.
You got to feed into it.
You a snitch.
You got to feed into it and make the lie true.
The lie ain't true.
Exactly.
I'm just saying you talk exactly. outside of your mouth. Somebody gonna pop you.
No, I'm not talking outside my mouth. What's crazy is that I am the bad guy in Jay's story. That's the craziest part. I've done nothing to this man, and I'm the bad guy in his story. That's crazy. That's nuts. I've done nothing but look out for this man and show him genuine love and support. And I'm the bad guy here. That's crazy, man.
You sound a lot like Nicki Minaj right now. What?
Did you see the video she posted?
No.
On her Twitter?
No. Because I don't pay attention to her.
I'm gonna spit my water out. Why? Why do I sound like her? Why do I sound like her?
I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy.
Stop.
Call me Chun-Li.
Stop it. Stop. Oh my goodness. Do you have any questions from Papa?
No.
No, none.
Mm-mm.
Damn. We should make
do
that
you
like
have,
a.
Do you a have thing. Any questions
from Papa? No. Mm.
Since you got your degree
and you know every fucking thing. Oh my goodness gracious, man! is it Princess Mononoke?
I think so.
Like, I think so.
You're not going to catch me mispronouncing it.
So, what's it called then?
You're not going to catch me mispronouncing it.
That's the name of the film?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, my goodness gracious.
One thing you're not going to have me do is catch me slipping.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's not about trying to catch you slipping. It's about just trying to be right. Just trying to make sure that I'm right. Like I'm not trying to be wrong here. Like I just need confirmation or, you know, a correction. not about catching you slipping, Jay. But yeah. Do we have an artist? I have someone in mind, but I haven't divulged.
Go for it.
I haven't divulged. I've only listened to one song.
Wow.
Yeah. And I really like the song, so. Ave Noir. Ave Noir. AveNoir.
Okay.
He has a song called Eve. And yeah, it's really good. I think it's really good.
Is it about Eve?
No.
Did he make a song about our girl Eve?
Our girl Eve? No.
Eve.
No, I don't think it is. All he has are singles right now. So he has Shameless, TMW, Eve, D4U, and Morale. You know what I'm saying? He's in your wheelhouse because he has 100,000 listeners.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we should, if you haven't, you should check him out. He sounds pretty dope. Has some dope sounds. Do you have anybody you want to highlight?
Matt Keen's song comes out tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night?
Yes.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That is interesting. Tomorrow night. What's been in rotation for you?
Angelo Mota's album, Portrait of Tracy's album.
Mm-hmm.
All that good stuff. What else? I mean, you know, just my playlist, because, you know, I never miss.
Yeah, your playlists are really good.
Mm-hmm.
They always are. I've been listening to hella my playlist. Yeah. And, like, I've been getting some, like, hints from, like, suggested songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after the playlists are done or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just add them to my like songs and go back to them. Eve was one of those joints that was, like, suggested.
Oh.
And so, took it around with it, you know?
Oh. What? Speaking of Portraits of Tracy and that album, Drive Home, which I've been telling you to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I got Rainy to listen to it.
Oh, what do you think?
He said, wow.
Wow.
He's like, that album? Whoa.
Nice.
And I was like, what'd you think? And you know, he don't be answering his phone, so.
Yeah, he don't answer his phone for shit. I got lucky one time. I texted him. I texted him about the rollout. He was like, yeah, bro. And I was like, all right, for sure. And then, yep, we just went about our day. I was like, all right, cool, yeah. Thank you, man. Oh, shit. Shout out, Rainy, man. Hey, speaking of, Rainy, come back for an episode. Also, our boys at Nostalgia Plus Ultra, if y'all want to collab, let me know. We have open spots, so if anybody wants to come through and say what's up and talk some shit, we can definitely do that.
Cause he's tired of having it just me.
No, I know I love Jay, but you know, we haven't had a guest in a couple weeks.
We haven't, and that's concerning, cause I can't be the only friend in Question Friends.
Yeah. Also, shout out Adrian. He's still in buttfuck nowhere, but he'll be back though. So. Shout out Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, speaking of continuous music and you know, speaking of Rainy, we have something coming out, a song that we have to figure out how to roll out for. So we'll also be working on that soon.
Go ahead, Autobot.
Huh?
Go ahead, Autobot. Roll out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My bad. My bad. My brain is not functioning. My back is hot. My back is hot. Like my back feels hot. My elongated back feels hot, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. The fucking title of this movie is gonna haunt me.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna haunt me. That's all I can think about right now. It's the fucking title of the movie.
So
what's up?
Continuing on from last week.
Yes.
There's been a couple celebrities that have gone to Usher's show. that one model. Winnie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I forget her last name, but Winnie, the one that's dating Kyle Kuzma.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were both at Usher's show, and Usher tried to, like,
serenade her.
And she immediately sat on her man's lap. And I saw this from, you know, those gossip accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like Baller or something, or Rap Life or whatever. You know, the comments in on that thread, you know.
When they say
it's all the men. They're like, yeah, she's a keeper. Yeah, Kiki. Kiki should take notes. Kiki would never. Ugh, that's how you treat a man. That's how you do your man.
I recently saw that too, and then a male quoted it, right?
Mm.
And then someone replied to them and said, "But y'all don't appreciate that shit anyway."
So, right?
What the fuck? Well, I mean, my sentiment stays the same. It's like we're entertainers. You know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta feed into the entertainment.
You know somebody. What I'm saying? Somebody, one person was like, y'all going in about like Kiki and all them and all these people. You're ignoring the fact that Usher was about to sing to this woman in front of her man. Like, he must be stopped.
and then the creator, the director of the Boondocks said that Usher episode was based on real life?
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking nuts.
We know who the problem is here.
It's Usher, man. Keep it together, bro.
Wouldn't let that shit happen to me, though.
Wouldn't let that shit happen to me, though.
No, but,
Oh, shit.
Sweetie was there, too.
Mm-hmm. She got sang, too.
She got sang too, but other people's reactions were not what I thought they would be.
What?
Because if you've seen that video, she's like chewing the hell out of some gum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like she was trying to get all the flavor out that gum.
And streets were saying she might have been like on some, they like the sunglasses and how she's aggressively chewing. There might not even be gum in her mouth.
Oh shit!
What if she just had gum in her mouth and that's how she chew?
What if she was eating like What if she's trying to recoup? She had a piece of steak in her mouth or something. Oh my God.
Like, yo.
Well done, relax. Steak. You gotta chew.
Relax, all of you.
Are you upset because Usher didn't serenade you? Is that the problem?
It's very much the issue. That sounds like the issue.
Is that the issue?
Usher won't sing to me.
I mean,
so hey. let me attack.
Let me attack Sweetie. Or Kiki. Like, bro. I got sent a tweet Kiki's baby daddy better than me. I would have been at that Janet Jackson concert doing this.
Oh my God.
And it was the video of her fucking strapping that dude to the to the machine and like serenading him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, like what, like. At that point, like, what, like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, you pay for the VIP ticket.
And it's like, okay.
You pay for the experience, you know what I'm saying?
But here's the thing, though. People, what? Like, this is like a common thing. Like, people ask, like, you've seen those tweets where it's like, if you had a Rihanna concert and Rihanna pulls up your man, or if you're at so-and-so's concert and he pull up your girl, what you gonna do? And there's a whole bunch of people that is like, I'ma let her rock. I'ma. But when something actually happens like this, it's, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh,
I can't believe they do this to me.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Like, be for real.
And then speaking of like clips. You see that clip of the podcast couple talking about if I were to cheat on you, you wouldn't leave? You wouldn't leave? It's like, what? Like, what prompts these conversations? Like, what?
I agree with some of the comments that they're like, if I were that girl, the podcast would have stopped there and the relationship would have been over.
Like, what? What kind of hypotheticals are y'all trying to like get away with?
Right. Like, and people were saying he was straight up telling on himself then.
Was it Brian that said like he was holding back the I cheated on you before and you still here? I think it was Brian that said it, that tweeted it. But like, like, what prompts these conversations?
What prompts the conversations we have on here?
Like, because, I mean, we shoot the shit, but, like, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, Jay, why are you doing this? Or, like, why do you continue this thing to happen? And, like, make you feel as uncomfortable as these conversations look like they're having. You know?
I don't know. I'm kind of uncomfortable right now.
You are facing me. Let me not. Are you really uncomfortable right now?
No.
Do you want to have a deep conversation?
Oh my God.
Do you want to have a deep conversation on air? We can do that. If you want to, we can do that.
Oh, man. Why are you as a man?
Why are you as a man doing what you're doing? Why are you breathing right now? Some of those are fucking hilarious. Like, some of those, they're just tweeting them just to tweet. Like, there's no way they really feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, nah. What did I see the other day? I've been watching there's a TikTok that I got sent. Well, I saw it on my For You page and then Papa sent it to me. They're talking about, they're on a podcast, they're talking about how DC could, like, revamp for real, for real. And, like, they were saying that they could use, like, Batman the Animated Series. And, like, just pull from there. Literally, that's all they got to do.
Meaning?
Like, so if they want to make a live action, they could do that, right? But use a lot of Batman the Animated Series for inspo. Like, just bring the villains from the animated series to life, you know? Like, just not full-on copy and paste, but, like, damn near, you know? Because, like, a lot of people enjoyed Batman the Animated Series. Uh-huh. So then if you bring that to the big screen, you know, it'll be well-received. You know what I'm saying?
DC's already got it with Batman.
Well,
we just watched a great Batman film, what, last year? Mm-hmm. The first time we met.
Mm-hmm. We did. But the thing is they keep coming out with Batman films. Or, like, cause they don't know what to do. You know? Although this last Batman was great. It was a great film. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. You know what I'm saying?
And the sequel's coming out soon.
But it's like, if they want the longevity, why not just pull from the longevity that they already created with the animated things that they have that are so great? You know? Nah, I'm not valid. I'm not making sense. It's not fair.
Yeah.
It's a fair point. Maybe.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know. I just don't know. DC's just...
I mean, at the end of the day, they're going to do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Yeah.
Clearly. But, like, I don't know, man. Like, if they're striving for longevity, because... that's what it seems like. Why not just pull from what's already long lasting that they've created in the past, you know? Like,
I think DC should just keep doing what they've done with the Batman and Joker. Like,
yeah,
these two movies, and it's, well, I don't know about this Joker sequel being a musical, but, you know. Yeah.
It's a musical?
Why do you think Lady Gaga's Harley Quinn?
Well, I mean, it may not be that bad. We'll see.
But anyway, like, the Joker... and the Batman, these are separate stories. These are separate things. I think they should just make movies separately. Like, not make it a whole...
a universal thing.
Yeah. Just like the animated movies and everything. Yeah. It's not...
yeah.
There's no... sure, there's... there.
I mean, there's quote unquote, some connection.
Quote unquote connected, but no. There's no big, like, arc.
Big tales.
You're not doing this big arc cinematically like Marvel is.
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, though. Like, if...
because it's proven those are working.
Mm-hmm.
Those are received well.
Yeah.
So... but that's just me.
Nah, I mean, you make a fair point, though, you know? Like, the Batman and Joker, like, DC has it with, like, all of their renditions of the Batman and Joker. But, like, when it comes to, like, Superman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, like, they just, I don't know.
Firing Cyborg.
Mm-hmm. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, as to why they keep struggling with, like, finding longevity with these characters. And just, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. But, you know, the powers that be are the powers that be. Hmm. You know?
You know what I just remembered?
What did you remember? The 21st line?
That Blue Beetle's coming out soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm actually excited for that, though. Shout out to the actor. He's dope. Yeah. He's a dope actor.
It should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we'll see. Because, you know.
It's DC. So, we'll see. We'll see.
My dad and stepmom actually saw The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
And they hated it.
Mm.
And I told them, that's, you're bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to watch it. Like, as much as I wanted to,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm going to. You know what I am going to watch? Barbie movie.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And I'll probably watch Oppenheimer. You know? Maybe. What?
You seemed a little unsure about the pronunciation of that one.
See, you see what I'm saying? Fuck! Yeah. It's Oppenheimer.
Mm.
Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer. Stop.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
You're Oppenheimer. Positive.
Yes.
Final guess?
Oppenheimer. Open. No. Oppenheimer? That's crazy. Putting the enunciation on the first four letters? That's nuts.
Hmm.
Hmm. It's Oppenheimer. But yeah. I'm excited for the Barbie movie. It looks pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a fun movie,
mm-hmm.
You know?
And like half the cast of Sex Education's in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of them.
Nice.
But this next season's going to be the final one.
That's a show that I got to watch. I got to watch it.
I mean, obviously, we've seen it coming because, you know, they're getting more roles, and that's awesome. That's great. But I feel like this is Insecure all over again. We knew it was coming, but like, don't end the show.
Mm-hmm.
What else is about to end? Well, no, okay. Not what else is about to end. What else did end? This most recent season of a Black Lady sketch show was its last.
Mm.
So, I guess I'll take my time watching this final season.
That's me with Ted Lasso. I haven't even started the last season.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And then that was also me with The Sopranos, even though it's just like all seasons were there. I was just lagging it because mm-hmm. I didn't want to get to the end. And then I finally got there.
But, you know, these people are getting roles, so congratulations. Good for y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy for you.
All things come to an end at some point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of things coming to an end,
Speaking of things coming to an end.
How's your mental health? Mm. This episode. How's your mental health?
You see how you just almost fired me again?
No, I didn't. You see what I'm saying? I'm talking about ending the episode. You over here talking about termination. Jeez. How's your mental health, Jay?
I'm good.
How you doing? Mm-hmm. You good?
Mm-hmm. I've been chilling, been vibing. Oh, wait, I can't say vibes no more. Because of Tommy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. What? Was he on stage? A couple of days ago or yesterday? Was he on a stage dancing his ass off?
I don't know.
You haven't seen his story?
Mm-mm.
Damn. Shout out Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
He's another one that got to come back, man. We gotta figure it out.
Mm.
Hmm.
How is your mental health?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, I'm doing all right. I just I've been chilling. Had, you know, some family time on Saturday, so it was cool. I've been kind of just focusing on, like, work, trying to stay steady, trying to keep a level head, you know what I mean? I've been okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm trying, man. Trying. Gotta remember to not take things so personal in all aspects of life. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And now cue Papa singing the True Jackson theme song again. To close us out.
To close us out. Closing thoughts.
Drink your water.
Drink your water. Stay hydrated.
Even though it's raining on the East Coast, still drink your water.
Drink your water. It is. Dang, it's pouring out there.
But yeah. 4A kisses and bye.
Closing thoughts from your boy. Yeah. Drink your water, wash your ass. You know what I'm saying? We love you. Thank you for listening. And we'll be back next week. Peace out.